astounding to be able to see Jesus. Up until this time, they were hearing things the women saw, and then he was gone. The tomb is open, but there's no body, and just hearsay here and there, and witnesses say that they saw Jesus. They even embraced his feet, and then he was gone, and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and they will see me there. And it's all kind of flighty. It's all kind of, you know, not certain, not reliable until now, where Jesus stands in their midst and they can see his hands and feet, the wounds and the wound in his side, and then touch him. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have. He has flesh and bones in heaven, and here he is standing with his glorified body, so we know that that is true, that we have flesh and bones in heaven. We can believe that. And even then, they were incredulous. It's just too good to be true, too amazing, too abounding in joy that our Savior, Master, Friend, and everything is alive. He's alive and standing right in front of us, talking to us. Give me a piece of fish, and I will eat it in front of you, show you, prove to you that I am alive, and that I'm not a ghost, but that you do have a body and spirit and speaking to you. All this so palpable, so real, and it is real, it was real. And, but it's like he's referring to them not so much to what they're experiencing with their senses now, but to the prophets and the Psalms and the law of Moses. Everything written about me had to be fulfilled. And now the great message now is to preach me, all that I told you up to now, all that I told you, teach to the people and tell them, yeah, they put me to death, they called for my death, my crucifixion, but I will forgive them. Tell them to repent. Repent and hope for the forgiveness of sins. And preach this. Preach my name to all the nations. That is your mission now. You are witnesses of me after my resurrection, after my death. You are witnesses that I am alive. And preach my message of repentance. So this is the big thing, forgiveness of sins, repentance, change your life and put into practice all that I have taught you and commanded you to do. This you, my disciples, apostles, are to, this is your mission. Go, you are being sent to all the nations to preach my name and everything about my name and everything about me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so the certainty here that our Lord gives to them, but on top of that, all this abounding joy, we don't have to be sad anymore. Jesus is not suffering anymore. Jesus is not all bloody and crushed and destroyed and humiliated, but he is victorious over death, and he is reigning. He's reigning in his glory, and here we are witnesses, and we have this in our hearts and in our spirits that he's giving us, and we have him with us, and we have such great hope and joy, and we are to spread this and preach this to all the nations.